Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is Volume 2, Episode Number 6. Our air date is Thursday, April 11th, 2024. I'm your host, C. Willie. I am here with the lovely and talented
Quarter Pete.
And tonight, our special guest, and we're very, very excited to have these guys on the show, Attaboy is here, and what a story they have to tell. We're very fired up. We've got Mike Richards and Steve Bennett here this evening with us. Very excited to have them on the show. Guys, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
We're glad to have you.
Yeah.
So the band started back in 2005. We were talking a little bit before the show started, doing some reading up on Attaboy. You guys have played just about every genre there is to this point.
Yeah, we found ourselves when we really started, well, creating the sound and the songs that we wrote, we find ourselves just kind of having influences all over the spectrum. So we really didn't try to begin writing for one genre. Mm-hmm. We just kind of tried to make it the song quality as organic as possible.
And achieved it, no doubt, but started really as a kind of a punk rock band.
Well, I mean, we were really, we did have some punk rock tendencies. The band has gone through like six different generations, I guess. So well, this is what, our 710, somewhere around there.
710 day together.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. Fantastic. Yeah, you've been together for a little while.
Yeah.
Well, and but one of the
our sound has definitely been, you know, evolving since this this latest lineup has come into, you know,
with the lineup you've got right now. What would you call?
So we're missing Joe Belbaugh from Saginaw, Michigan, and he plays bass and sings, and he is really pivotal to our like our vocal harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're missing him tonight, but he's feeling under the weather. But Joe is really pivotal in our songwriting process when it comes to harmonies and structure. And then we have Vincent Modern, who's from Davison, Michigan. And he is a lead guitarist and singer. And then we
Steve. Vince is the new guy.
Yeah, Vince is the new guy.
The newbie.
Yeah.
But, well, I hope they feel better.
Well, what would you qualify your genre as today? I've got some thoughts and some ideas about it, but what would you really say you are?
Well, the industry says that we're called indie folk.
Okay.
So, like, that's Dylan and, any Southern Fried type rock or whatever.
That's
seems
very
to get put into that.
Yeah, we did get to play for
Pam Tillis
down in Nashville this last summer.
Oh, that's
and
so cool.
We got to perform three songs in front of her, and she was asked what she thought, and she said, "Well, we look like ZZ Top, and we sing like Alabama, and that's a good combination. It's a good recipe," is what she said.
There's a great deal of success behind that quote.
Yeah, we're gonna hang our hat on that one.
Yeah, we're happy.
It should be on a T-shirt somewhere.
I think it should.
I look like
that should be on a T-shirt. My goodness, that's a great idea.
Yeah, ooh, she's a gem.
A new piece of merch for you.
Yeah, 100%. Just having to be a quote.
It's going to go with the Attabeads that you guys have as a merch, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yep, Steve is actually the curator of those.
Well, we need to know about that.
Well, about 30 years ago, I was sitting on a beach in South Padre Island, Texas. And this hippie dude came up to me, because I come from a hippie family. I have hippie parents. And so I was a hippie kid. Anyway, this guy walks up to me and he's selling these necklaces on the beach, and they're really just really old, colorful beads. And he started talking to me about the history of the beads and everything. And then we went back to his apartment and we burned some weed, and he broke out this big old book about African beads and the history of through the trade of, you know, slaves, cocoa, gold, stuff like that, whatever they were trading back then. And I'm a big history guy, so I kind of fell right into it. And so I've been collecting beads for over 30 years, and I found a good way that our fans could have like a little piece of us, because we all wear beads. Mike's got his beads on today.
Yeah.
You bet.
Anyway, so they can, for a small price, for something that's from the 1800s, you know, they can have something to wear around their neck as a memento of Attaboy and their experience they have at our show.
And they are very cool looking too. I was like, I couldn't decide which one I wanted.
Oh man,
they're cool.
But the ones we have online are like completely different than whenever you come to a show. We have like a full like display of different ones that we've made up.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you in a show too. We're going to talk about this a little longer, but since you brought
it, that would be great.
This show drops on April 11th and April 13th. You guys are going to be at the Hitchin Post in Lapeer.
Oh, that's perfect.
With our good buddy Blue Sky Riley, who happens to be on the show the week before you guys. So
that's awesome.
That's cool.
Both of you at the same time live. We're fired
we're
up.
We're excited. Yes, so we'll be there.
Oh, very nice. Great to be finally meet you.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we wanted to open up the show tonight with your song Tide. Can you tell us a little bit about the process went into that and meanings, those sorts of things?
So Tide is a song I wrote when I was in my 20s. And it was one of the first clump of songs that I wrote. And it's a song that's kind of evolved over the years of playing it into what we know it as this modern version of Attaboy. But it's about, you know, life is always ebbs and flows. And it's really important to know that you can, you know, some people try to go out and leave where they're from to fix their problems. But, you know, the tide is always going to pull you back. So it's always good to, you know, do that self-reflection and, you know, face those fears. Don't be afraid to face your fears because the success is right on the other side of it.
Well, with that in mind, let's give a listen. This is Attaboy with Ty.
All right.
Chance to change the tide, but if I were not so rudderless, I could get myself over it. Even asked if I was all right.
That's Tide from Attaboy. Nice song. A lot of fun. It feels good. But
yeah, thanks, man. Summertime song.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
You've got some pretty powerful messages behind your music. I noticed that in looking at it, not just messages about humankind and how we should be treating each other, but also about success, sense of hope. Tell me.
Yeah, you got to have it. Yeah, it's pretty ugly out there, you know, and a lot of bands seem to be focusing on the dark stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it's easier is what the deal is, and it's really kind of popular, but you know, we kind of did that when we were younger, you know, because I was a punk rock drummer for 22 years, pretty hardcore punk. And, yeah, there was nothing really super positive about it.
You know? No, but, I don't think so.
The older I get, the more sensitive I am to certain hertz levels and certain vibrations of people in music and things like that. Like we were talking about it earlier. I can't listen to Metallica anymore as much as I loved Injustice for All and Master Puppets and all that stuff. It just irritates me. It's like a bee trying to sting me in the face. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's annoying to me. And it's, cause it's so negative, you know what I mean? It's, so we want to be that light, man. We want to be, that positive because, we all come from really low places. A lot of bad stuff happened to us and we can get into that whenever. We can only speak for ourselves. Obviously our two brothers have their own stories that they can tell themselves one day, but, you know, we just want to be that hope for people. It's everywhere. And I'm from Flint, Michigan, which is an incredibly oppressed area. Mm-hmm. Joseph's from Saginaw, oppressed area, Bay City, oppressed area. And Vince, he kind of grew up with me on the south side of Flint. We met in high school back in 85.
Mm-hmm.
And we met in a pretty desperate situation. There was some violence going on and I saved his butt in high school and we've been friends ever since. And he came aboard 710 days ago and really kind of completed Attaboy in this, I think this is the last phase of the band. This is the last faces that you're going to see with this band because there's incredible longevity here. The talent is really deep. I feel very honored to be in the band with these guys. Vince is very accomplished guitar player. Joe plays several different instruments incredibly well. Same with my brother here. Several instruments very well. You'll see that during the live show when you see us in Lapeer. He'll play the piano, bass guitar, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, and sing at the same time. You know, I just play the drums and sing. I feel so minuscule sometimes. I'm so limited.
Okay, I love the drums. It's all good.
Cool. Yeah, but, you know, it's a great band. We have incredible respect. We have very little drama because we keep short accounts with each other. Mm-hmm. And nothing is off the table. Everything is on the table in our life because we want to take this thing to the next level where every little thing that we do as individuals affects the band as a whole. You know, it's kind of like assimilation.
From what you've shared, I think everything that went into your life up to this point is what molds the band.
We're grateful to be alive,
and it comes out in your music. It absolutely does. And we talked about this a couple of shows ago. We had Alan Turner, country singer Alan Turner, on, and we were talking with him about the fact that at this step in your career, you don't want to be the negative. You don't want to be the one that's that bee sting in the face. You want to be the one that's trying to uplift people and show them that there is hope.
Yeah.
It's, and you know, as for the musician, you know, I want to be able to be proud of the music that, you know, we're creating because I plan on singing it the rest of my life.
You don't want to have the radio edits.
Yeah. I want to make sure that I have the integrity, it will, you know, inside the music for the rest of my life, being able to sing that song like 5-6 days a week, hopefully.
No question.
So we want to make sure that we're coming from the right spot.
Now, talking about the right spot in the process that you guys do when you create a song, where does that begin? Does it start with someone starting with a rhythm? Does it start with someone having lyrics?
Yeah, we have become a band of four heads. every single one of us in this group is a producer, a songwriter, a lyricist, a composer, an arranger. It's I actually went to college for music. I'm a music teacher in Bay City Public Schools right now. Super. And Joe, our bass player, has also been a private instructor for many years. So I think we've all individually kind of taken our crafts pretty seriously. And then when we came together and we started writing, the song, I guess I believe that, you know, it's about the song, not so much about the instrumental, mm-hmm. you know, the musician's musical ability. I think when you service the song and you, where everybody comes on the same mindset or, the, yeah. you know, for like, it's what's best for the song. I feel like that's the way it used to be maybe back in the 60s and 70s. And I feel like there's a lot of Michigan bands right now that are kind of in a wave right now of we're starting to get back to, you know, what honest music really is. And there's a wave happening in Michigan right now. It's pretty exciting.
It is. The song is the end goal. The song is actually the piece that we're looking for. It's not how brilliant I am on lead guitar or any of those things. This is
right.
It's about the song.
Yeah, playing the song. And what that looks like is like sometimes somebody will have, because, you know, we've been doing this a long time, and these songwriter guys, they have books full of songs and music, right? And they'll run across some of their old stuff or something and bring it to the band, and we'll kick it around and work with it, like, you know, like a piece of fresh clay, and take a lot of ideas, pull some arms off, put them where the legs go, what have you, right? And
yeah.
and create a song. Or sometimes we'll come into a room together, and this is the magical part about Attaboy, speaking from my POV, like we'll walk into a room, and then all of a sudden someone starts playing on the guitar, and there's lyrics, you know, lyric guy here and Joseph, they, you know, they just start writing lyrics and things just come to you. And it's just so, like with us, it just seems so natural. It seems so easy lately that we're able to write these songs. And it's because it's coming out of our hearts and our spirits. Yeah. And we're not just singing to like the people, but we're singing to their hearts and spirits also. That's why the lyrics come out so encouraging. That's why we take our life experiences, we put them in our music, because like as a musician and an artist, what you're hearing, our finished product, is our heart. You know what I mean? So it's super personal for us. You know, mm-hmm. and when you're going to see that, if you come see us in Lapeer, you're going to see that energy and that magic that we have together as four individuals coming together for Attaboy for that purpose. And our live show is like way better than anything that we've recorded, just because of the energy, love, and respect we have for each other. You know,
you get the audience with you.
Oh gosh, they're just, our songs are really hooky. You see people, it's so flattering to see people know your words. Like you look out in the crowd and you can see them singing along, and it's just amazing. Wow,
that's cool.
That is,
yeah,
that's,
we love
that's
that.
How you do it? Well, tell us about this next one we've got queued up here. This is Call Me Love.
Yeah, it's a little 6/8 dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I went to California with one of my best friends, and I'd never traveled really before. It was like my early 20s. And my friend said he was going out to San Francisco to meet his cousin. And we were going to drive down Highway 1 down to San Diego and then drive up through the desert up to Las Vegas. And I, you know, this was, as a Michigan boy, this was way out of my comfort zone.
That's huge.
Yeah. So I, you know, got to do some traveling for the first time, and I was very impressionable. And we ended up hanging out on the beach in California with, you know, they have fires out on the beach out there, and it's, you know, just gorgeous. And I ended up meeting this girl, and it kind of like was like a story script almost. And so this is a love song for, you know, people falling in love on the beach of California.
Well, let's listen to the story. This is Call Me Love from Attaboy.
Attaboy. Thank you guys.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. Hey, I want to give some big ups to Andy Reed from Reed's Recording out of Bay City, Michigan, who basically produced and recorded along with Attaboy the Rhino album. So any tune you see with the Rhino on, with the Rhino head on it, that was done at Reed Recordings. And the guy is amazing. He really helped us develop our sound for this last edition of Attaboy here. You know, with the Hammond B3 organ and the 6/8, and you know, he did some piano work and played a couple of backup instruments on that album. So I just wanted to give him props. He's an amazing talent. Wow, and he's Bay City's own. So
fantastic.
Just thanks, Andy.
Good when the hometown boys do well.
Yeah. Oh, he's great.
And the cover to this album, you say Rhino, is actually pretty cool. Is there a story behind that?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
It's a self-titled. So we felt like the four of us in this band, we felt like we were kind of like the horse of a different color from Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
But we were looking for an example of something maybe a little bit stronger of what represented Attaboy. And so we all decided that we would go for the Rhino. But then we wanted to color it kind of like the with the atmospheric, you know, stars, and to kind of like represent like we're a rhino of a different color, and you can't expect us to probably sound like any band that's out there.
Your sound is certainly unique.
That was
fantastic. Have accomplished that. There's no question about that.
Cool. That's awesome.
So we've got one more that we want to queue up, but before we do, tell us how folks can get a hold of you. Where can folks find out where you're going to be playing, download your music, get your merch, get some of those Attabeads?
So you go to attaboymusic.com. That's A-D-A-B-O-Y music.com. And if you click up on the right hand with the little bars or whatever, a thing will come down and There's a merchandise, you know, our shop is in there, and then there's upcoming shows. It's a great website. We're very proud of it. It's very easy to maneuver on and what have you. But yeah, you can check us out there. We're on YouTube. We're on everything. We're on iTunes, Spotify. Gosh, I think yeah, we even have.
We have one handle. We have one handle for everything, and it's Attaboy Music. So if you type in Attaboy Music on any search engine,
IG,
it'll take you to every single point.
Making it easy. We like that too.
Yeah.
So tell us about this, the last one, Time Voices Run. This is, I got to tell you, the first time I heard this, I came running upstairs and said to Crystal, I've got goosebumps. This is, you got to hear this song.
Sweet.
Thank you.
Sweet.
This thank got you. Me we feel the same way about this tune.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, we talked about earlier before we started the show that I said, "Hey, this looks like a soundtrack for a movie. It's so good."
Oh, yeah, appreciate that.
We hope so.
Yeah, we had our new guitarist Vincent had a connection with a producer down in Nashville, and our bass player had a song that he had started playing around with, but it was about how people treated him when he was able to overcome some drug addiction and alcoholism. He's not here to, you know, to tell the story, but we all feel that the message of that song, you know, in our own lives in one way or the other. But he realized that people, you know, when you're ready to make a change, isn't necessarily gonna have people around you that are also ready to make the change. And there's gonna be people like that you lose in the process of betting yourself, but it doesn't mean you still don't go through it.
True.
And this song is about being strong enough to be able to stand out on your own and to know what's right for you, you know, in your heart. So this song, every time we play it, it's we hear something different in it. And I think it's, you have to listen to this tune 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times, you know, to really capture all the things that are happening inside of the song.
That's the beauty of good music.
What I'd like to highlight about the song, if I may, is like the first half of the song, he's kind of singing about himself. But in the bridge, when things break down, it gets dramatic. And Mike, you know, he turns the page and he flips it and he tells the audience, he said, "Time, all you need is time to make the right choice." You know what I mean? So don't rush yourself, you know. Everybody's on their own journey and they got their own speed. We need to run our race so that we can finish our race. So we don't put a lot of time restraints on yourself, a lot of pressure on yourself. Don't worry about who's supporting you right now. You know what I mean? There's people just going to be talking smack. Yeah. And naysayers, you know what I mean? You're not going to be able to do this, you know, because, you know, Joe overcame some serious addictions. And I hope that you get a chance to hear his testimony one day about how he overcame all that, you know. Now this guy's incredibly healthy. He's a power lifter. He looks like the Hulk. The guy has no neck anymore. He's amazing. He's so good at carrying gear. Kidding, he's not. Sorry, Joe, I love you. Anyway, so the song was recorded down in Nashville, or excuse me, down in Franklin, Tennessee. We had a producer down there that we worked with. Our engineer, his name is Joe Baldridge. He is a 20 Grammy winning engineer producer. Last Grammy was with Dolly Parton. So we're super excited to have him on board. The guy who was doing the Hammond B3, his name is Blair Masters. He is the keyboard player for
Garth Brooks,
among others. He Megadeth, a very diverse guy, incredibly talented. We were blessed to have him on our track. We had some guys from Europe that was doing all the strings. So the strings that you hear in the tracks are all real. It's none of it's digital. It's all been recorded, and we're just super excited about it. It's been out for about a year now. It's just a little baby still. It's just a baby.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Ultimate song and giving you a sense of hope. It really is.
Far out. That's what we want.
Yeah, we like that. It makes us feel good singing it too.
Well, let's give it a listen. This is Time, Voices Run from Attaboy.
Running on empty to find sense of good. Pictures of things just to block out the dirt. It's easy to see why it all comes around. Towing heavy lines while cracks in sidewalks boast. Light silk through the trees, happiness I suppose. Where do we go? Where do we go from here? Time. All we need is time. Just to make the right choice. And to see your voices run.
I tell you guys, that is one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. Sincerely, it's not good for the host to choke up during the show, but that one just absolutely gets me.
Oh, great. My gosh. Thank you very much.
You know, it's funny. Vince and I both cry every time we play that song live.
It's
almost getting embarrassing now.
No,
it means so much to us, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, that is a beautiful piece of music, guys. It really is.
Thank you.
It's just awesome.
So. I would like to point out, if I may, the lead guitar work with Vincent Modern, going into the song, when we were creating the song, the producer challenged and he told Vince, he says, you're going to write and perform the best guitar solos you've ever written and performed in your entire life. And he challenged Vince to do that. And oddly enough, and you probably can't hear it in the track, but our inspiration for this song was actually Purple Rain by Prince.
Oh, really? Because
if you think about the guitar work at the end, the da na 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 na, it's real epic, right? So, like, Time Voices Run has that same flavor, but just, you know, in a whole different vibe, you know, different time signature, everything else. But the energy is there. And Vince used that Purple Rain song, that energy towards the end with it to write his parts in that song. And also all of the stuff, the grand piano work was done by our bass player, Joe Belba, incredibly talented guy. He wrote all of the piano parts. He wrote, I believe he wrote the string parts for these guys. Also, just incredible talent. So I just wanted to say that. And the masterful vocal work for the lead vocals with Mike Richards here is just unbelievable. He has gold tones in his voice. It's incredible.
Powerful,
so.
But not overpowering. He's
right.
He's got it just where it's supposed to be.
Yep.
Well, the song's perfect. So.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We're very proud of it. Thank you.
Yeah.
So what's on tap for Attaboy? I know in 2 days we're going to see you live, and if you decide to play that song, I know I'll cry right along with you, Steve. So that's going to happen. That's on the 13th in Lapeer.
Yeah, next weekend, right?
Yeah. Remember when this drops?
Okay. Yeah. Oh yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, oh, my apologies.
I know we just made you have the wide eyes there. Are we playing somewhere we didn't know?
we just came off a long weekend and we're exhausted actually. And that's probably the reason why a couple of guys aren't feeling well. But so what's going on with us right now is we're working on making money because it costs a lot of money to record songs and at the level, you know, that we need to record our songs at. And we're using, we got a couple of new things on the horizon. I don't know if I'm at liberty to talk about it, but we have a new producer. Yeah. Super exciting. I mean, can we drop his name?
I think so.
We can drop his name? All right, cool. His name's Paul Lonnie. And if you Google him, you're going to find out that he worked with Prince. He worked with David Bowie, Elton John, Snoop Dogg, Method Man.
U2.
I mean, the guy's just incredible. Megadeth.
There's some,
you know, how the universe works sometimes. It's just like, wow, why us? But,
why not?
This, right. Amen, bro.
I like that. Yeah.
So like this door opened for us and we have a great relationship with Paul. He's, actually done some engineering work and some, production work on our new track called The Man I Am. It's going to be coming out. We're performing that live now and you're going to hear that in Lapeer. It's crazy, man. It's like,
comes out. June 1st, actually. It comes out June 1st.
Right. Yeah.
We're putting on a single release show at the Vault in Saginaw, Michigan. And we have Z93 that, you know, latching onto this, and we're going to be doing a lot of radio promotion for it. We have a couple bands that are going to be opening up for us, but the Vault's been a really great venue for us in our local area.
Dawn and the crew are fantastic there.
Yep. So we're throwing a party. So June 1st, we released The Man I Am.
All right. Okay. That's, everybody mark the calendars for that. We're all going to be
writing it down.
Going to the vault on June 1st. That'll be a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
It'll be a great night.
Yep. Great night music. And be on the radio. And
a rundown of your social media and your website.
Attaboymusic.com. That's ADABOY music.com. There's links for everything right there.
Yeah, one-stop shop.
Yeah, one-stop shop.
Fantastic.
Buy our stuff. You guys, if you like our music or if you like us, we have great merchandise, very high quality. Everything. We have our Atta beads. We have our shirts. We have our hats and all kinds of good stuff.
And the hoodies. I saw the hoodies. They look pretty good.
Yeah, really, really sweet. I want to get a hoodie really bad.
I know a
but,
guy.
Okay. Anyway, so all that goes to help us record and our travel expenses and stuff like that. Nobody's wasted. We don't have a bunch of addictions that we have to feed other than our love for our music. You know what I mean? So the money gets well spent. We're very good stewards with what we're given, and we just want to make really great music for us and for our friends and our fans and for the people that we think that need to hear it, which is pretty much everybody. So
you have certainly accomplished that, and I can't tell you how grateful we were to have you guys on the show tonight.
We're honored as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're excited.
Thank you. Sorry everybody couldn't make it. Maybe you can have us on again in the future. You can meet the Twin Towers. Because their beards are incredibly handsome.
Yeah.
They're
just, I'm like,
my goodness, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, they're the Bougie Brothers.
Yeah. I'm Native American, so I can't really grow hair like those guys. They're having a competition, man, and it's fun to watch. I think they grow like a couple inches a week now. It's crazy.
Well, we're going to see you on Saturday night at the Hitchin Post in Lapeer with Blue Sky Riley. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah. All right.
And we thank you again, gentlemen, Mike and Steve.
Oh, thank you. So much. Yes, everyone. Very gracious. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And next week, guys, we actually have an incredible father and son duo called Wide Track.
We're looking forward to them.
Yes.
All righty. I think that's a wrap on tonight's show. We would like to thank one more time our special guest, Attaboy. Mike and Steve, thanks again.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Great to meet you. Thank you.
Shout out to Joe and Vincent.
Yeah. Very well.
And for all of you listening out there in podcast land tonight, don't forget to follow us on Spotify. Check out and like our Facebook page. It's Vehicle City Sound on Facebook. And if you want to get in touch with us, drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Thanks again to Attaboy, and be good.
Bye.
Bye.